Leaves of Grass, which he writes and publishes in Brooklyn Heights, is an incredibly queer document in many ways. He really consciously conceives of it that way, that he writes these poems into it that are about finding them that love as I myself am capable of loving, which is how he puts it at one point. He comes up with words that men should use for each other, comrade or camarado. He comes up with symbols, the calamus flower that they should exchange with each other. You can give any kind of flower to anyone else, he says, but the calamus you reserve for men like us. So he's trying to write into existence words and rituals for something that he was seeing, right? You go back a little bit further. In the 1830s, there were these brothers Graham, they were called, these two guys in Brooklyn who were businessmen who lived together, really important in sort of the early history of Brooklyn. They weren't brothers. They were lovers, you know. But there's no suggestion that they saw themselves as part of a larger community defined by the sex of the people they were attracted to, or that they tried to create that community for themselves. Whitman, you see that he is seeing other people, and for that reason, he feels the need to define what those people are and how they should talk to each other and to use his book to find them. And so he felt like a really important person to kind of come into it with, but also because he does bring up that incoherency, right? That at that moment, the idea of saying sexuality was a thing separate from gender, that being a man desiring another man is not a disorder of gender, but is rather something different, that I could be a quote-unquote masculine, quote-unquote normal man and still want to have sex with another man, that was unbelievable, right? And the further idea that there could be a sexuality that men and women had that was the same. You know, we think of homosexuality today. We think a man could be homosexual, a woman could be homosexual. The idea that there was something shared between the sexuality of men and the sexuality of women was laughable in the Victorian era. And so I think for all of these reasons, Whitman not only shows us something that looks very similar to what we know today, but he then also kind of problematizes it and makes you say, oh, this is historically bounded. This started at a certain time. And before that, it was something different.